Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Podcast and sports entertainment. It's Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad, the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
I feel like we just did this like 4 minutes ago.
How is that possible? I mean, we both happen to just wear the same clothing as last week.
Well, it's laundry day.
It is. It is. This is my usual Saturday morning gear.
Yeah, me as well. You know what, Greg? I think with that mind, it's time for the speed run. But this is a very special edition of the speed run because, Greg, you made a request of me.
I did. So this is Friday, November 1st. It's the day after Halloween. I don't know, Brad, if you're feeling that Halloween spirit. I don't know if you've monster mashed enough out, but to me, I don't know. We're in New York City again somehow, but yet all of our people are in Saudi Arabia. So the only thing I can figure out, Brad, is that we must have like done some sort of time warp here. So I guess, Brad, let's do the time warp again.
The void will be called.
All right, Greg, I will definitely shorten that in post, but that was, I love the time warp. And it's funny that you said that my daughter went and saw this movie at the St. Mary's Student Center about 2 weeks ago now. So, you know, she went and saw it.
Okay. I've never seen
the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I have seen Rocky Horror Picture Show. I have not seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, see, I always think that's from Rocky Horror Picture, but it's actually, you're right. It's from that one.
No. Time Warp is Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
But what I think about when I hear that song now is not necessarily the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It is an episode of the Drew Carey Show. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, no? I know 100% okay, what you're talking about. That's why I smiled.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why you smiled, right? It's Craig Ferguson, Drew Carey, Dietrich Baker, and all of those guys out there outdoing Rocky Horror Picture Show versus Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me laugh. Like I that is one of my favorite scenes in sitcoms, is the everyone in drag doing Rocky Horror and Priscilla. So it just makes me chuckle. And now I kind of want to go back and watch that episode, or at least that scene. I'll have to go to YouTube later and watch it.
Well, we'll have some time later because we are doing the speed run for the show. So we are just going to basically go through the results because this was pre-taped like a week ago.
Right.
And so we have time warped our way into to see the future.
Exactly. And the best thing about this is you're not really going to care about what we've had to say anyway, because you're getting ready for Saudi Arabia show on Saturday. So we're going to quickly go through this. So here's what happened on SmackDown, taped on October 25th for November 1st. First match, the Street Profits defeat Pretty Deadly, Kit Wilson, and Elton Prince. The fatal four-way that they hyped up last night with one representative from each team going in to prep for the big eight-person event in Saudi ended up being Io Sky beating Bianca Belair, Lash Legend, and Piper Niven. There was a face-to-face segment featuring Nia Jax and Liv Morgan that Tiffany Stratton attacks Morgan in. This leads to a match where Morgan defeats Stratton, and after the match, Nia Jax attacks Liv Morgan. We get a tag match between Bayley and Naomi beating Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. We then get the Usos and Roman Reigns getting on the same page in an in-ring promo segment. They seem to reference here a potentially another match in Saudi Arabia for Roman Reigns and the Usos versus the Bloodline.
Which Greg, would make a lot of sense, because one of the things, if you look at the Saudi Arabian card, which we're going to run through, there's no Sami Zayn.
There's no Sami Zayn. So we'll talk about that in a few. We'll talk about that in a few. And then we get Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton defeating Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser on our show. So that's what you're going to get on Friday, November 1st in the SmackDown show.
I'm kind of looking forward to going back and watching this, because it looks like it'll be a good show. I am very interested to see them heating up the Street Profits, because Street Profits versus Morrison and Machine Guns will be excellent.
It should be. So let's talk then. Let's prep us for the Crown Jewel show. So when we look as of October 26th, there are six matches listed on the card, and we're going to put an asterisk on number seven. So let's start with that potential seventh match. That is, as I said, the Roman Reigns and the Usos versus the Bloodline, which is going to give us a 4-on-3 type match. I'm sure it's going to be a 3-on-3 with one of them on the outside. I suspect, Brad, as you kind of have alluded to it here, we're going to get some interference where it's going to be, I would strongly suspect that it's going to be the Bloodline beating the Usos and Roman here to set us up for a 4-on-4 with Sami Zayn in a War Games match type thing at a Survivor Series War Games in Vancouver.
And if they're smart, Sami comes out for the save here.
Yeah, maybe.
If they're smart, they bring Sami over to Saudi Arabia. He makes a save, gets a huge pop, and he goes from one home field advantage to the other one, which is Canada, and he can be the big ace in the hole. So, Greg, let's go through these, and we'll just give our general thoughts and who we think is going to win the matches. Do you want to do it as a game, as we've done in the past?
Sure, we can do that.
So last time I won, so I'll go first.
Sure.
And I'll pick what I'm going to say is the easiest one on the card. LA Knight versus Andrade versus Carmella Hayes for the U.S. title. LA Knight has to win this match. There's no doubt about it.
Sure, but that's not what I thought was going to be the easiest one on the card. So thank you for leaving the easiest one.
Oh, okay. So that's, for me, that's the easiest one. LA Knight's winning.
Okay. All right. That gives me two chances in Andrade or Carmella to win that one. All right. I'm going to take the top match here. This is Gunther versus Cody Rhodes. Gunther is going to win this match. Cody will lose this match.
Oh, for sure. He has to be that. Cody doesn't need this. No. Okay, these ones all start getting ugly. You think there's two of them that are also easy. I am also going to take, I'm going to go Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax for the other Crown Jewel women's championship match. And this one's easy. It's got to be Nia. She's going to win because there's going to be some shenanigans with Rhea Ripley.
I'm just scared for poor Liv Morgan to take the Annihilator.
She may not take the Annihilator.
Oh, she'll take the Annihilator.
Okay.
Poor Liv.
All right, Greg, three matches left.
Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I think I'm going to go there. And I think that we're going to see Kevin Owens win this match.
Okay. Wow. Kevin Owens wins the match. Yeah. Because that would lead Kevin to fight. That would leave Kevin to fight. For the at Survivor Series, he can go after Cody.
Yeah.
Cody needs a match for Survivor Series. And then we can leave Randy for Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Okay. Seth Rollins versus Big Bronson Reed. I am going to take. My heart says I want to take Seth, but does he really need to win? I think if this feud is going to continue, Bronson needs to win this match. So I'm going to take Bronson. I think the feud will continue.
Okay. Then that leaves me the final announced match on the show, which is Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair versus Damage Control versus the Facebook Four versus Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. This to me is a chance again to take Jade and Bianca to lose the title, like they had in the match in Scotland earlier this year. So I think that Jade and Bianca are going to lose here. I would probably my money. I'm going to go with Chelsea and Piper as pulling this off. Chelsea Green is getting a lot of praise backstage with her work from the trash can stuff, as well as you know, even the Money in the Bank going through the tables. I mean, Chelsea seems to be a rising star there. So I'm going to say Chelsea and Piper going to win the tag titles here in Saudi.
Yeah, and it sets up something where I think you're right. I do, but I would lean more towards Damage Control winning the titles. But I think you're right. It has to get off of Jade and Bianca, and then they can win them back in a one-on-one match. And
I was going to say, I don't even think that. I think it's going to be then the Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair coming up.
I think they have to fail a couple times. I think they're going to win it back. I think they got to win it back at some point. And then they have to lose a match one-on-one against another team in order for this to, and they have to break. And that's where the match they break down. Cause then they keep telling themselves the only reason they lose these matches, they're not getting pinned, by the way. Like,
no, they're not getting pinned.
They're not getting pinned. No. The only question is, I would say maybe poor Lash and Chikara in this match. One of them, I'd say Chikara is in this match to take the pin.
Probably.
If I'm looking around at this roster, I'm like, who's getting a pin? Let's see. The girl from NXT who is not ginormous.
Yeah, probably. Again, one of the Facebook Four.
Greg, so this is it. I think this is going to be a great show, and it's going to be on early in the afternoon. It is a Saudi Arabian pay-per-view, so it's...
Yeah, what's the start time on this one again? It's like 1 p.m. Eastern or something?
I'm scrolling up right now to see what the see if they have it in the time. Saturday, November 2nd. From there, it's like 1 p.m. it looks like, or 2 p.m. our time. It's really early.
Yeah, it's 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
So 2:00 in the afternoon. So we'll probably, you're probably listening to this show, maybe even before SmackDown. We're going to check with our overlords and see when we're going to drop the show next week. But it'll be early. So you have lots of time to listen to this before we get to the PLE. And then afterwards, well, I suspect we'll probably have a show afterwards if we can find some tag partners. Greg will be on dad duty. So
I was going to say I will not be around next Saturday evening. So I definitely will not be a part of that. But maybe you can make something work.
Maybe I can find a raw dog to ride roughshod with me.
You might very well be able to do that. I will likely be somewhere. I can't even remember where I am. Oh, I'm in RBC next week.
Oh yeah, so you're on dad hockey duty.
Yeah, we've got two high school games, I think, next Saturday night. So I will be.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you again for listening to the Smack Daddies podcast. Again, on the hub, you can get a ton of podcasts. You can get Huge Pop, which now has moved to Wednesday, both on TSN Radio and on the podcast feed. You can get the Raw Dogs on Monday. You can get Storytime with Jimmy. You can get live audio wrestling. It's all on the Hub feed. So check us out wherever you find your podcast. You can follow us on our socials. We are the Smack Daddies CA, because we're Canadian, on all of your favorite social platforms. And we have lots of fun over on our YouTube. And again, as I mentioned, there is lots and lots of stuff coming up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. And if you did, follow us on one of our feeds. I think, Greg, once we get a copy of the t-shirts, we're going to give away a t-shirt.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah, let's give away a t-shirt. Why not? I'm in a good mood.
All right. Sounds good.
Chris, we're almost through spooky season. So once we get to Christmas season, I think it's time to be in the spirit of giving.
Oh, that's a new shirt right there.
A spirit of giving. All right. Goodbye, friends. We the ones.
Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack.